Hey, we have to ask our hearts if we are truly ready for relationships. Now, I am not making a podcast to discuss the definition of a scripture. Just because the scriptures talk about being equally yoked or unequally yoked, all of us can get into an interpretive battle. The answers are really not in what the Bible says, but in what is your heart saying and what are you adhering to? Because God says so much in the scripture and in your own mind. You have the power to determine the narrative of when and how you're going to do it. When do I know if I'm ready for a relationship with another person? First of all, I ask myself, how is my relationship with myself? Do I lie, cheat, and steal with me? Do I seek shortcuts with me? Do I really love myself? Or do I have an ego of myself? Do I really love and care for myself? What's important to me? How well do I care for my spirit? I am a spirit. I don't have one. I am one. How well do I care for myself as a spirit? How well do I fine-tune myself with God? Not with church, not with religious gestures, but how well? Like I said, God can be objective because a lot of people can say God and God and God and are just this trifling. How well do I treat my spirit? How well do I treat my purpose? Do I lie and cheat and steal in my own temple? How do I know that I'm ready for a relationship with another person? A friendship, not just even love interest or love interest or girlfriend or boyfriend or wife or whatever, husband. Even friendship, how well am I capable of establishing and maintaining a healthy friendship? Not really an association, because I know a lot of people, but I'm not friends with many. How well do I handle my own secrets? Do I hide from my own secrets? Do I trust me? Yeah. Am I ready for a relationship? Or am I seeking associations that will grant me the permission to love myself? Am I looking for someone to make me like myself enough to like me? Am I looking for someone to spearhead my own self-love? Am I needing another self to give me permission to love myself? Well, that means I'm not ready for a relationship. I'm a manipulator. I'm a user. I'm a kisser. Are you really ready for a relationship? Because we have brought God and put God in so many trifling things. And you could get the word and find the scriptures and says this is what a man is supposed to do, and this is what the wife is supposed to do, and this is what everybody's supposed to do, and no one does it. No one does it. So we're looking for something else in a relationship. We're looking for agreement. We're looking for something. I don't know. But I'm curious, are we really ready for relationships? Because we want to be with someone. And I'm like, how awesome are you being with you? How are you treating the someone of you? And I'm not talking about just reverting to self-love to compensate for inadequate relationships. So you say, I'm going to date myself. I'm going on a date with myself. No, some of you are resorting to yourself out of being rejected by someone else. So you are resorting to you as a consolation prize. And I'm not talking about treating yourself as a consolation. Well, I'm gonna go with myself. But I'm going to love me because God, you know, you don't really want to love you. You are bored with you. That's another question. Are you bored with yourself? How well are you thriving in your own presence? How well are you thriving? How well are you completing things in your presence? Because I'm going to tell you something, your life knows when you're treating yourself as a consolation. Your strength knows, your procrastination knows, your whole mind knows that you're treating yourself second class. No matter how you dress it up, no matter how you social media it, no matter how you TikTok it, no matter how you Instagram it, no matter how you Facebook it, your life knows you're treating yourself second class. It knows. And when your life knows it's treating itself second class, it's not going to want to hang with first class people. You're not going to want to have a continual relationship with first class people when you're a second class spirit. It's not a matter of different personalities. No. You're not going to want to do that. Are you in a thriving relationship with you? How do you know you're ready to be married? How do you know you're ready to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend? How do you know that you're ready to be in a relationship of love interest? How do you know? Because horniness is wild. We all are ready when it comes to being horny. But how do you know you're ready? Because a lot of times horniness has caused us all to lie. Just wanting to have good sex has caused many of us to fake God and the funk. Oh, it's God, but right after that orgasm, the truth comes out. How many of you have experienced the truth being revealed after an orgasm? After a release, now you see the truth. How many children have been born because of an orgasm that happened without love? And so now we're taking care of children. We're lonely. We're with children. We've been left with kids because the life before the orgasm was fake. Because our relationship could not be maintained past the release, the sexual climax. That's incredible. And we look at it and talk about responsibilities, and the man should have kept the responsibility, though she should have did. And the thing is, you were both irresponsible with your singleness. How many of you are thriving in your singleness? And I'm not just talking about living a life of being a nun or a priest. No, but is your singleness proud of you? Before you pray for anybody to come into your life, is your singleness proud of you? Because when your divine nature is proud of you, it will put out a summons in the atmosphere that it's not good for this person to be alone. I want this single person to have a partner. Are you ready for a relationship? I mean, really, because a lot of us have messed up God and his intentions because we are inwardly and psychologically depressed because of a lack of love from someone. And we find ourselves shrinking God down to our own image and likeness. And it's so unfair to you.